From AI to ROI, the Executive's Short Guide. How Leaders Turn AI into Business Results, written by Rashed Al-Falassi, founder of United Labs, Abu Dhabi. Introduction. This is the short version, the part most executives actually need before they spend a dirham on AI. Most AI advice drowns you in tools and jargon. This book does the opposite. In three chapters, it gives you the only three things that matter at the start: how to think about AI, how to find where it will pay off, and how to get the budget approved. It is drawn from the first three chapters of the larger book, the UAE Enterprise AI Expert Guide, and it stands on its own. You can finish it in about 20 minutes. The figures used along the way are illustrative. Chapter 1. It was never about the technology, how companies actually use AI. There is one lesson that matters more than any other in enterprise AI, and almost everyone learns it the hard way. It is this: AI is not a technology project. It is a business transformation project. The companies that understand this distinction win. The ones that don't spend a great deal of money and end up disappointed. Most people believe AI starts with ChatGPT. It doesn't. It starts with a business problem. Picture yourself as the founder of a growing company. You don't wake up in the morning thinking, "Today I'll implement GPT-5. You wake up thinking that your support team is drowning in messages, that your managers are losing half their day to reports, that your sales team keeps letting good leads go cold. Those are the things that keep a founder up at night. They are business problems, and AI is simply one of the better tools we now have for solving them. Keep that order in your mind and you will already be ahead of most executives experimenting with AI today. The problem comes first. The technology comes last. The four questions behind every AI strategy. Whenever I am asked to help a company think about AI, I start with four questions, and I ask them in order. The first is simply why. What problem are we actually solving? If there is no problem, there should be no AI project, no matter how impressive the demo looked. The second question is where. Which part of the business holds the biggest opportunity? Customer service, finance, HR, operations, or sales? The third is how. Do we buy software off the shelf, build something ourselves, or take a hybrid path? And the fourth, the one most people skip, is how we govern it. Who owns the AI? Who checks its answers? What data is it allowed to touch, and what must stay off limits? Skip that last question and AI quietly becomes a risk rather than an asset. The mistake almost everyone makes. The most common mistake is to start with the technology. We need ChatGPT. We need agents. We need automation. It feels like progress, but it is backwards. The strongest companies start somewhere far less glamorous. Return on investment. Consider a support team that costs around 50,000 dirhams a month to run. Suppose an AI support agent can take 40% of the load off that team. Suddenly, the conversation isn't about artificial intelligence at all. It is about saving 20,000 dirhams a month. There's a sentence a CEO can act on. Executives don't buy technology. They buy outcomes, and outcomes are measured in money, time, and risk. Five levels of maturity. It helps to think of AI adoption the way we think about learning to drive, as a series of levels you move through, not a switch you flip. There are five of them. Level 1 is individual productivity. Employees use ChatGPT to write emails, summarize documents, and tidy up their day. Most companies are here. Level 2 is assistants. Tools like Microsoft Copilot, internal chatbots, and knowledge assistants that sit beside people as they work. Level 3 is workflows. AI begins to complete whole processes, invoices, reports, document analysis, rather than answering one-off questions. Level 4 is agents. AI no longer assists. It performs work. Support agents, sales agents, HR agents that act on their own. Level 5 is the AI organization, where every department and every major process has AI woven through it. This is where the future is heading. The point of the ladder is not to rush to the top. It is to know which rung you are standing on, and to take the next step deliberately. The leader is a translator. Here is where a lot of talented people go wrong. They assume the AI leader is the most technical person in the room. They're not. The AI leader is a translator, fluent in two languages that rarely understand each other. When the CEO says, "I want faster customer service," the leader hears a business goal and translates it into something engineers can build, an agent connected to the CRM, the order tracking system, and the knowledge base. The engineers build it. The business feels the benefit. The leader is the bridge between those two worlds, and that bridge is worth more than any single model. This is the opportunity hiding in plain sight for someone with a background in operations, in running real companies, in managing people and money. You don't need to become the best AI engineer in Abu Dhabi. You need to become the person who can walk into a company, look at how it runs, and see 10 ways to save money, 5 ways to grow revenue, and 3 ways to make customers happier, and then turn that into a roadmap. The takeaway: AI is not about models. It is about business outcomes. The companies that win are not the ones with the cleverest technology, but the ones that connect AI to revenue, cost, productivity, and customer experience. Chapter 2. The Treasure Map. Finding AI opportunities. If the first chapter was about how to think, this one is about the single most valuable thing you can actually do: find the opportunities. This is the skill organizations pay the most for, and it has almost nothing to do with coding or models. It has everything to do with knowing where to look. Picture being handed a metal detector and dropped onto a long, empty beach. You don't dig at random and exhaust yourself. You sweep slowly, you listen for the signal, and you dig only where it grows strong. Every company is a beach like that, with money buried just under the surface, wasted hours, repeated work, slow approvals, lost sales. Your job is to sweep the business and follow the strongest signals. 3 signals to listen for. Wherever you go, you are really listening for 3 things, and once you learn to hear them, you will hear them everywhere. Repetition. Anything a person does the same way, over and over, day after day. Copying numbers between systems, answering the same 5 questions, filling out the same forms. Waiting. Anywhere work sits idle. Waiting for an approval, waiting for a report, waiting for someone to get back with an answer. Leaking. Anywhere money or customers quietly slip away. The lead nobody followed up on. The customer who left because the reply came too late. Repetition, waiting, leaking. Find those 3, and you have found where AI can create value. Walk the floor. The mistake is to walk into a department and ask, "Where could we use AI?" Nobody can answer that. Instead, ask a far simpler question. Show me your day. Do this in almost any business on an ordinary morning, and the answers arrive on their own. I start by pulling yesterday's sales into a spreadsheet. That is repetition. Then I wait for another team to confirm stock. That is waiting. Customer questions pile up after hours, and we only get to them the next day. That is leaking. In 10 minutes, without once saying the word AI, you have found 3 real opportunities. Draw the map, then rank it. After you have walked the floor, you build something deceptively simple, a list. Not a polished deck, a plain table. For each opportunity, write down 4 things: the problem, the department it lives in, what it costs today, and what you might save. Do this for every opportunity you uncover, and what you hold in your hands is an opportunity map, the most useful document in the entire effort. You will find a ready-made template at the back of this book. Then rank each opportunity on 2 simple scales: how much value it creates, and how much effort it takes. Those 2 scales give you 4 boxes, and the whole art of AI strategy lives in choosing the right box at the right time. High value, low effort. Do these first. These are your quick wins. High value, high effort. Plan them for later. These are your transformation projects. Low value, low effort. Worth doing only when you have time to spare. Low value, high effort. Leave them alone. Always bring a number. Executives are rarely moved by the word AI. They are moved by numbers, so do the arithmetic before you walk into the room. A manager who spends 2 hours a day building a report is spending around 40 hours a month. Put a modest value on that time. Multiply across 10 managers, and you have found close to 750,000 dirhams a year hidden inside reports nobody ever questioned. That is the number you bring to the CDO. Not AI. A number. The figure is illustrative, the discipline is not. Fall for the boring win first. One last warning. Do not fall in love with the most exciting opportunity. The exciting one is almost always the hardest, and if it fails early, it can poison the whole effort. Fall in love with the boring quick win instead. A tool that summarizes meeting notes is dull, but it works within a week. Everyone sees it, and it earns you something you cannot buy: trust. And trust is what unlocks the big projects later. The takeaway: you don't find AI opportunities by studying AI. You find them by studying the business. Listen for repetition, waiting, and leaking. Attach a number to each, rank by value and effort, and start with the easy win. Chapter 3. Sell the destination, not the Ferrari. Getting the CDO to yes. Imagine walking into the CEO's office after 3 weeks of careful research, a beautiful presentation under your arm. You take a breath and say, "We need an AI-powered multi-agent architecture leveraging large language models, vector databases, retrieval systems, orchestration frameworks, and autonomous workflows." The CEO looks at you, smiles politely, and says, "Sounds expensive." The meeting is over. Welcome to Enterprise AI. There is one sentence worth tattooing on the inside of your eyelids before any budget conversation. CEOs don't buy AI. CDOs buy results. Everything in this chapter flows from those six words. The Ferrari problem. Suppose I burst into your office and announce that I have found an incredible Ferrari. You say, "Fine. It's red, I tell you. Fine. 800 horsepower. Fine. 2 million dirhams. Now you stop me. Why do I need it?" Exactly. I described the machine in loving detail and never once explained where it would take you. Most AI pitches fail for precisely this reason. They sell the Ferrari instead of the destination. Translate everything into business. The fix is to translate, relentlessly, every piece of technical language into the language of outcomes. An AI agent becomes cut support workload by half. A knowledge management system becomes staff find answers in seconds instead of hours. An AI sales assistant becomes lift conversion by 15%. The technology is the same. The sentence the executive hears is completely different, and only one version gets funded. Three buckets of money. Almost every worthwhile AI project drops into one of three buckets. It makes money, it saves money, or it reduces risk. That's the entire list. If a proposed project doesn't fit cleanly into one of those buckets, that is usually a sign the business case isn't there yet. Watch how it works in practice. The weak pitch. We'll build an AI customer service agent integrated with our online store and messaging channels. Technically accurate and utterly forgettable. The strong pitch. Customers get instant answers around the clock. Our staff stop repeating themselves, and we cut the support workload by 60%. Same project. One of them a CDO can feel. The question every CEO is really asking. Beneath the polite nodding, every CEO is asking one quiet question they rarely say out loud. When do I get my money back? That question has a name, return on investment, and answering it well is most of the battle. It is the same arithmetic as a juice stand. Buy a machine for 10,000 dirhams, earn an extra 2,000 a month, and you have recovered your money in 5 months. Now apply the same thinking to AI. A project that costs 100,000 dirhams and saves 500,000 a year is not a technology decision at all. It is an easy yes. Then our ROI worksheet at the back of this book walks through the full calculation. Build the roadmap like a gym program. Most people build their roadmap backwards, leading with the hardest, most ambitious project. It is the equivalent of walking into a gym on day one and trying to deadlift 250 kilos. You don't get strong. You get injured. You start light, earn a few wins, build confidence, and grow from there. In practice, that means three steps. First, quick wins, easy, cheap, visible projects whose job is to create excitement. Second, business impact, larger efforts like a sales assistant or reporting automation, whose job is to show measurable return. Third, transformation, the big projects that change how the company works. You earn your way up the ladder. You do not jump it, the order of the pitch. When you finally stand up to present, never open with technology. Move in this order. Problem, impact, solution, return, timeline. Problem. The support team is overloaded. Impact. Slow replies and falling satisfaction. Solution. An AI support agent. Return. 400,000 dirhams saved a year. Timeline. 8 weeks. Said in that sequence, the proposal almost approves itself. The takeaway. The formula is problem right arrow outcome right arrow ROI right arrow AI, never AI right arrow technology right arrow features right arrow confusion. The best AI leaders don't open by asking which model to use. They open by asking which business problem is worth solving. The toolkit. Two tools to start today. Two simple templates turn these three chapters into action. The first is the opportunity map. For every opportunity you find, write down the problem, the department, what it costs today, what you could save, and a value and effort score, then start with a high value, low effort rows. The second is the ROI worksheet. Name the task you want to automate. Estimate the hours it takes today, the share I can handle, and the value of that time. Set that against the cost to build it once and to run it each month. If it pays for itself in well under a year, you have a strong case. Keep going. You now have the essential mindset. I is a business decision. You find the opportunity by studying the business, and you win the budget by speaking in outcomes. If you want the rest of the picture, how to build AI agents, coordinate them into an operating system, lead a transformation, and grow into a chief AI officer, that is the subject of the full book, the UAE Enterprise AI Expert Guide. The short read is its first three chapters. And if you would rather have someone help you do it inside your own organization, that is the work we do at United Labs, Rashed Al-Falassi, founder, United Labs, Abu Dhabi.